Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Honor recognizes honor, and honor respects honor in others. You do realize that we live in a generation, we live in a world where a lot of people don't have a clue what honor is. You try to show them honor, and they can't believe that you don't have an ulterior motive. They can't believe, it's something else going on. Yeah, they didn't just show up and spend money and give and do this. I've had people before that I did things for, and they looked at me and said, "What do you want?" I said, "Nothing." "Yeah, right." See, their mama told them, "Ain't no free lunch, boy." You know, anybody gives you something, they want something. Not with real people of God. Amen. I said, not with real people of God. Amen. We're going to do this inside our family. And outside our family. I mean, it's great to show up when other people are doing good. But the real friends show up when it's not so good. When you're hurting. You just lost somebody. You had a problem in your business. Or you had a problem with your kids. That's the time for real friends to show up with strength and love and prayer and money. Everybody say money. With money. And do things and help take care of things and not ask for anything. Not want anything. How many understand there's a time not to get paid? There are certain times in people's life that, you know, don't take money. Don't receive it. Say, no. Let me sow this to you. Let me help you. And then there might be another time later on in life they could do something for you. But it doesn't mean we owe each other. When you give somebody something, they owe you nothing. It wasn't a trade. You gave it. No strings. Expecting nothing. Requiring nothing. Not even waiting for a thank you. Nothing. Love gives. Everybody say love gives. And David tried to honor this man by sending some of his greatest representatives, some of his strongest individuals. And he takes these guys and says, "Yeah, right, you bunch of spies." And he grabbed, these are elders. These are people that stand in the presence of the king, honorable men. And he took them and shaved off half of their beard. So they got half on one side and clean shaven on the other. Wants to make them look funny, make them look weird. And he cut off their robes up to their rear. And I guess they didn't have anything at the moment to put on. Sent them out. They had to leave the court like that. Exposed. Well, if you read the rest of the chapter, before it was over, there was war. I said there was war. And they were defeated. How many understand this was just like spitting in David's face? I mean, it wouldn't have been any different to just spit right in the king's face or backhand him personally when you treat his representatives this way. Well, this is the way the Lord is. He's this way with all His representatives. To honor means you remember. Back up just one chapter to this 9th chapter, 2 Samuel. Boy, this is such a great redemption story here. In 2 Samuel 9, David said, he's sitting there on the throne in great prosperity, great wealth, great power. The Lord's put all His enemies under His feet. And he's sitting there and he says, "Is there anybody left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Jonathan was a friend to David. And he was there for him when he needed somebody. And they had a covenant between them. And he's sitting there and he said, "Are there any of Jonathan's grandkids or kids that I don't know about, anybody I can do something for. Did you hear that? That's the way people of honor think. I don't care if somebody acts foolish. You say, yeah, but now his daddy helped my daddy. How many realize we live in a generation that don't even think this way? They don't even know anything about the past. And it ain't right. If your family has a debt, if your granddad owed somebody something and it never got paid, you ought to seriously look at paying it yourself. It's getting quiet. Both ways. Everybody say honor,
honor.
Remembers. And if somebody was there for your family, you don't forget it. You remember it. I don't care how many years pass. I don't care how many decades pass and how much the world changes. You don't change and you don't forget. How many Lord knows the Lord does not forget? You know, this is a whole nother message, but friend, God is so faithful. Well, let me read a scripture so you'll know I'm not just making this up. In the book of Hebrews, hold your place there, chapter 9. But in the book of Hebrews and the, I believe it's the 12th chapter. 13:16. He said, to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. And in another place, you know, he said, God is not forgetful. Right here in the book of Hebrews, what is it, about chapter 6 or so? Yeah, 6:10. 6:10, God is not what? Unrighteous to what? To forget your work and your labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. Does God forget what you do for his people? I mean, never for eternity. Ever. God remembers. He never forgets. And the Lord took me through some things one time in a time of extended prayer, and it stuck in my spirit. The reason some of us have had some opportunities that maybe some others have not in knowing God, can some of it can be traced back for generations. You had a grandma, you had a grandpa, you had a great-great-grandma, you had a great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa you don't even know about, who served God with all their heart. And because of some of these things, God remembers that for generations to come. That they served me, they were faithful to me, and he will do some things for their seed, for their kids and grandkids and great-grandkids to help them out of remembrance. It's an amazing thing. And if you're wise, you'll do that for your kids and for your grandkids. I mean, think about this. Concerning the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham interceding, the Lord told him he would spare two whole cities. For how many people did he get down to? 10. Problem was, he couldn't find 10. But God had already given him his word. He would have spared two whole cities, which were two of the biggest cities of that day, I guess, in that area. Two whole cities for the sake of 10 people that served God. We are the salt of the earth. I don't, maybe you weren't here at prayer time a couple of weeks ago, but we prayed about these things, about the talk about war and about the talk about terrorism. I'm telling you, there are crazy people around. There are a lot of things going on, but God is faithful. He will spare this place for our sakes. Amen. Now, when we're taken out, it's going to be tough when we leave this place. But as long as we're here, you and I have a right to stand and believe God to spare our cities and to spare our areas and to protect us. Amen?
Amen.
And to bless us in spite of what's going on in the world. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
It's a fact. God is not forgetful. And you know the story how that, I won't read the rest of it, but there in 2 Samuel 9, David sent and found one of Jonathan's descendants named Mephibosheth, who was lame in both his feet, who had been an outcast, hiding, and he brought him out of obscurity and said, now this is Jonathan's boy. They said, yeah. He said, oh boy. He said, you're going to stay with me. From now on, you're going to eat at my table and you'll never have to want for anything. And he took care of him like he was his own son. Why? Because he honored Jonathan. Didn't have anything to do with Mephibosheth. And how many know that the Father God receives us and hears our prayers, lets us come right to the throne of grace, treats us, amen, like we never even missed it and sinned. Why? Because of somebody named Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And the covenant that we have with Him, the Lord honors our faith, honors our prayers. Why? Because of Him. Because of Jesus. Oh, thank God. We honor Jesus, and the Father honors us. He said, those that honor me, I will honor. Now finally, go with me to Genesis 9. How many believe these things are important? The honor of God. We're going to learn to honor Him more. He's going to honor us more. How many understand He has honored us? I mean by giving us a church to start with. Giving us a fine place. Isn't this Him honoring us? Giving us such a fine place to start in? This is the honor of God. Well, we need to purpose to honor Him all the more.
Amen.
And the more we honor Him, what's going to happen?
We're going to honor more.
He's going to honor. Then what are we going to do? We're going to honor Him even more. Then what's going to happen? He'll honor us even more. That means we're coming up. Just growing in strength and influence, ability. Now here's another thing honor does. I said honor defers. Honor remembers. Did you get that? Remember what people have done for you. Remember who was there for you in your time of need. Now, a final thing here of what honor does. We said honor remembers. Honor doesn't reveal weakness and mistakes. Honor doesn't reveal or uncover or show weakness and mistakes. The scripture says love covers the multitude of sins. Have you ever been in a situation where you said something dumb or you did something dumb? You made a mistake, and the people around you were gracious. They acted like you didn't even do it. They just smiled and went, okay, next, and just didn't make a deal, didn't draw attention to it. Did that bless you? They honored you, didn't they?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.